Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method, the Michelle Bond Method. Bonding you and your wholeness together, mind, body, and spirit.
And you're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on KKNW, Seattle, WBLQ, New York, Connecticut, Rhode Island, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. We've got a very exciting show for you today. We're going to be talking about animal nutrition, but before we talk about that, you know, the thing that makes me happiest is watching my clients heal themselves from healthcare challenges. And I had a client come to me who had a problem with their circulation. His hands would turn white, his fingers would, when he got really cold. And so during doing an analysis, we discovered that he had lead poisoning, and that was preventing the circulation from going through his whole body. So we did a gentle detox, getting rid of the lead poisoning, and then I put him on herbs to support his cardiovascular system, and he no longer suffers from that. So it was great. It was a great feeling helping him, and he's happy that he can go out in the cold now and his hands won't turn, well, numb or turn white. So it worked. It's good. So we have got Will Post with us today, who's the founder of Hound and Gatto's Natural Pet Food, and he's very passionate about what he does. And Will, actually, it's very interesting. Will, you used to be a Marine.
Right.
That's correct, yes. So what made you decide to go into the pet food business?
Well, it's real simple, Michelle. I've had many, many pets over the years, and I just got tired of them living on drugs and having stomach issues, allergies, and premature death. And every time I would go to the vet would say, well, they died from poor nutrition. And yet I bought everything I could off the TV with the pretty ads and the beautiful packaging at the big box warehouses, and learned that it wasn't necessarily the best products in the market.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's interesting because I have a little Yorkie named Durga, and she's the show's mascot. And she is suffering from, she's got irritable bowel disease, and she also has an allergy to proteins in her food. And what I discovered when I did the research, because I did put her on a special diet that I had gotten from a doctor, or from actually it was a university that trains veterinarians, and it didn't really seem to work. So I did a lot of research on my own as well, and I discovered that the reason why she was having these issues is because of the food that I thought was really healthy, because she was getting the best food, you know, dog
right.
food that's out there. And it turned out that it wasn't actually the case, that they're seeing more and more cases of this type of thing from people feeding what they think is a really good diet, feeding their dogs, and it turns out not to be. So you've developed a dog food. You want to explain to our listeners what's the deal with your dog food, why it's so great?
I started Hound and Gatto's Pet Foods because I truly have always believed that all animals were created to eat meat. You've never seen a dog or a cat grazing in wheat fields or in rice paddies. And my tagline for the company is the original Paleolithic pet food company. And Paleolithic means pretty much ancient times, the way what we ate and everything. And, you know, I just believe that the real reason why animals are ill is because they're not eating meat. What the industry is doing is adding 90% fillers, cheap fillers, whether it's generic liver or wheat, corn, soy, whatever, but they're not filling a can up or the dry kibble with enough meat for these animals to survive on. And so in my opinion, it creates huge deficiencies. And whether you're feeding dry kibble to pets, to dogs, or using other brands, you need to really investigate that label and make sure that the can contains, you know, all meat products in it and not fillers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very important. In fact, what I discovered was that rice, which was recommended for me to use for my dog, actually creates more of an issue. It does not help the problem whatsoever. So, yeah, so you've got to watch out for rice and soy. What are some other fillers, Will?
Well, you know, there's no nutritional value to rice. It's a cheap, cheap filler. You know, you can go to the big box houses and buy it for, you know, 50,000 pounds, whatever, for, you know, pennies on the dollar. And that's all they're using it for. And, you know, some of the things they use, they will fill in there, will put vegetables or, you know, some type of blueberry or apple. And you've never seen a dog or cat, you know, digging up a blueberry or a carrot or whatever. But one of the things you want to watch for is generic liver. If they just use the word liver, I would steer from that. And what that means is one day it could be filled with chicken liver, the next day it could be filled with beef liver. And, you know, your cat or dog has been suffering for allergies for decades because they're allergic to one or the other or both. And yet every day a customer goes in, they buy a can of lamb, and guess what? It's actually filled with chicken liver. 98% of that will be chicken liver or beef liver. And I would just stay clear of that.
Wow. I had no idea it was that, it was that much liver that was in
liver
there.
Liver is very, very cheap.
So, you know, like in human food, if you're looking at the ingredients, the amount that's in there, the more of that a certain ingredient that's there will be the first thing that's on the label. Is that the same that the way it is with pet food?
Well, it's supposed to be, and there's no accountability in the industry, meaning that if it says lamb, water for processing, and then the generic word liver, and then the vitamins, whatever, there's no accountability. And what I've seen is that really that chicken liver or that beef liver is primary, and lamb could be, you know, on the bottom of the list. But I want everybody to know that Hound and Gatto's Pet Foods is the only company worldwide that gives a legal document where we show that the DNA is correct. And so if you go buy a can of rabbit, we can prove that there's rabbit in that product. And I give that to distributors and the stores worldwide. And no other company will do that.
Oh, really?
Yep.
All right, that's very interesting. So now tell me something. What are some of the serious things that people should know about pet food? There's like five things. What are they?
Well, there's a variety. But really, you know, it's just high time to start paying attention what goes into that bowl, that kibble for your pet. Like I said earlier, if you're feeding dry kibble, it's imperative that you add real meat to that dry kibble. You know, it's sort of like taking Cheerios and post-dating out for five years. You know, where's the real nutrition in that? Where's the real meat in that? It's so highly processed, and that's why you should always add a can of Hound and Gatto's to dry kibble. But, you know, there's just an epidemic of diabetes and epilepsy and kidney issues and urinary tract infections with cats and dogs. It's just critical. And, you know, another thing you want to watch for is even the water. You know, water, nobody's talking about water, but, you know, fluoride that's added to our drinking water is measured for human consumption, but nobody takes time to, you know, talk about it for animals. So Hound and Gatto's is the only, let me phrase that. Hound and Gatto's does not add any fluoride to any of its products. So, you know, you want to get your water tested, make sure the pH levels are very high, and, you know, just protect your pets that way as well.
Yeah, that is very important. And people think that fluoride is good for humans for your teeth, but actually it's not. It's a toxin.
Right.
Yeah, and I believe it's the after effects of when they make aluminum and also when they make certain, like, nitrogen fertilizers.
Right.
Yeah, and so it's not good for humans to begin with, and it really doesn't help your teeth. In fact, if you have too much fluoride, your teeth do the opposite. They become brittle and dry and very weak, and they crack, and it's not a good thing. I think it's called fluoridosis, yeah.
Well, what I do know is that here we are 100-plus years later of commercial pet foods, and our animals are sicker than ever. We're going into 2014, and every day I hear of just dozens and dozens weekly of, you know, people are mourning over their dogs and their cats, and people need to pay attention to water. It's a very serious issue. And, of course, Hamagatis has no fluoride in the water, but it's important to remember that fluoride was measured for human consumption. It was never relayed over to the pet industry. So it's critical, and I would suggest giving your pet spring water.
Yeah, I do that. We drink filtered water, and our filtered water, the filter that we have, takes out fluoride and all the chemicals, chlorine and everything else that's in there, as well as pathogens, you know, the bacteria and,
right.
And all. And my dog gets the same water we drink for that reason, absolutely for that reason. And it's interesting that you mentioned that our animals are getting less and less healthy because they're eating this processed food. And it's the same as the humans. The humans
right.
are eating a lot of processed food. So it kind of goes hand in hand. We're going to have to take a quick break here very shortly. But when we come back, I want to talk about, because people have this misnomer about food, the dog food or the cat food, being up to human standards, like a human could eat that food. So when we come back, I want to talk to you more about that, because I think that's kind of a misconception that's
right.
in the pet food industry. So you're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Get your shift together with Dr. Joe Dispenza and Greg Braden Saturday, November 16th, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Seattle Center for Spiritual Living for this collaboration between two of the most inspiring teachers, highlighting their unique paths as they explore the latest scientific studies and how this information can empower you during this critical period of our history. Making a difference in the world starts with you. To register, go to joedispenza.com/events. That's joedispenza.com/events.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there-done-that no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
And welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. We have got Will Post here, founder of Hound and Gatto's Natural Pet Food, and we're talking about what we feed our furry companions, our loved ones. Some people consider them to be children. I know I do. And what we were talking about before the break, Will, was the foods that we feed our pets and the water and how we need to make sure that we're giving them filtered water. And really good pet food. And the misnomer out there is this deal about this food being up to human consumption. Can you clarify that for everybody, Will, for us, please?
Right. The pet food industry is quite different from the human consumption, but, you know, it's the rankings. You need to watch the rankings. So if it says lamb on the first ingredient and there's, like, liver down on the, you know, fourth or fifth, you need to make sure that it identifies, you know, the real component, the real liver, whether it's beef or chicken or whatever it may be. But there are different standards for the pet industry compared to the human industry, and they're not allowed to sort of mix. You can't put in the pet food industry in a human manufacturing company. But the process is there, and, you know, the meat that we buy for Hound and Gatto's definitely is restaurant quality. So, you know, it's inspected by the FDA quarterly.
Okay. I did not know that. So the deal is that companies that make the claim that this food, this pet food that you're buying is, you know, made for humans could eat it or it's up to human standards, that's not really the case. You can't really claim that.
Well, we really can't claim it anymore across the board because the FDA came down and said that you cannot claim human food and pet food as an equal because, you know, pet food is not allowed to be made in human manufacturing companies, and it makes sense. You know, there's different standards, but I do know for a fact that Hound and Gatto's, we buy only restaurant quality foods.
Okay, all right.
Meats.
Well, good. I'm glad you cleared that up. And that actually leads me to another topic that I want to talk about, and that's our What's the Bleep Is That segment.
And now the Michelle Bonds What the segment.
Say.
Okay, I have got to talk about this, and this is raw meat, raw pet food, okay? Now, I know a lot of people are not going to agree with me about this, and people are very passionate about it. I have an issue with it, and I'll tell you why I have an issue with it, is because, number one, you're not going to feed yourself a bunch of raw meat, like raw pork, raw pheasant, raw rabbit, raw beef, raw chicken, none of that stuff. Even though that food is up to human consumption, you know, you're buying it in the grocery store, it gets inspected by the FDA and on like that, but you're not going to go and eat it raw. So if you're not going to, and there's a reason why you're not eating it raw. The reason why you're not eating it raw is because you don't want to get bacteria, infections, E. coli. You don't want to get parasites. And so why are you feeding this stuff to your pet? Because your pet can get food poisoning. They can get parasites from this raw food. And I did as an experiment. I did because I thought, all right, you know, everybody's so passionate about it, and they're all talking about how great that is. I'll give some of this to my dog and see what she does. Well, I tell you, you should have seen the look on her face when I put this stuff in her food bowl. The look she gave me was just priceless. She was like, what's up with this, Mom? You know. But she did eat it. And what ended up happening was she got sick. She did not like it at all. So she threw it up. And then I decided, well, maybe I'll just take it and I'll cook it. Well, it turns out this stuff has got bones in it. And I think it was mostly bone because I used to own an animal hospital, and one of the things that you look at, you know, we're looking at the health of your animal, is you do look at their feces when it comes out to make sure that everything's okay, make sure they're not having stomach issues. And hers, I don't mean to gross anybody out, but anyway, but when she was eating this stuff, it was like bone material. It was all like chalky and white. And there's an issue that a lot of health issues that a lot of animals have, a lot of dogs do, and it's kidney disease, kidney stones. And what causes kidney stones is calcium that is not easily digested, okay? So like calcium carbonate, those types of things, your body really can't absorb lime. Your body cannot digest or break down this calcium, and so it builds up, and that causes kidney stones, bone splints, and all kinds of issues like that, osteoporosis. And so what's happened is my dog suffered from kidney stones a while back. And what it was that it was the calcium that she was getting from the dog food and that she was not able to digest it. Her body wasn't able to digest it. So, you know, you're giving them this raw food that has potential for them to get parasites or food poisoning from, and then there's bones in it, and, you know, it's not really a calcium. And the other thing is, too, if you've ever owned an animal hospital, if an animal eats a bone, you would tell our clients, do not give your animals bones, because the shard can break off and it gets stuck in their esophagus or their stomach, and now you've got a health issue in emergency surgery lots of times. So, Will, do you have anything to say about this?
Well, I would never feed my kids raw pet food, and I just would not go there. One of the biggest reasons why I wouldn't do it is because, like you said, the bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, poisoning parasites. You know, it's one thing, you know, if it get, you know, the germs will be on the bowl, your hand as you grab the bowl to feed it. You know, if the bones should go on the carpet or the floor, and then your children are playing on the floor, it's just spread everywhere. You know, I understand the concept about feeding raw, but I think it sort of goes back, you know, to the wild, to, you know, earlier times, ancient times perhaps, when an animal would go and kill another animal and eat it in the woods and walk away from it. But what we're doing is changing that theory sort of and expecting us to feed raw in our own homes. But I think the consequences are pretty high as dealing with the germs. It could be spread to children and on the floors, carpets, brooms, the bowls, the kitchen counter. And, you know, cats tend to live on the kitchen counter. And if they're always walking around and spreading those germs, it's going to be horrific.
Yeah, it is. It definitely is. And that's the thing, you know, the point about the animals eating raw food in the wild. Well, they might eat it in the wild, but they get sick. They
yeah.
get sick in the wild, you know. They eat some contaminated food, but you don't hear about that part because they're in the wild, you don't know. But, you know, they do. And I went on a safari a while back to South Africa, and in this particular region I was in, they were having issues with the lions getting sick, and it was because they were feeding off of animals that were sick. So they were really worried about population of the animals on this in this particular area of South Africa on the safari. So animals, even in the wild, when they're eating raw food, they do get sick. They get some contaminated food.
Right.
Yeah. So it's not a good thing. And the other
right.
thing is, too, is that people, especially up here in the Pacific Northwest, love to take their dogs fishing. Well, they, you know, everywhere people take their dogs when they go fishing or hunting or whatever. But they have found that people were letting their dogs eat raw salmon, and they were getting sick. They were getting a parasite bacteria infection, and it can kill them if it's not
right.
treated in time. Yeah, yeah. So it's just not a very good idea. Raw's not good. And the deal is yes, you can get parasites, certain types of infections from your pet. You can get parasites like roundworm, hookworm, whipworm, those types of things. You can get Giardia, coccidia.
You know, and all those germs are on the mouth, the muzzle of these dogs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we all love on and kiss on our dogs and cats, whatever, but, you know, those germs are still on the chin area. And, you know, if the toddler should kiss or, you know, we kiss our dogs goodbye or hello, those germs are still there, and it's spread throughout the whole process.
Yeah, exactly. So you do need to be careful with that. So you need to be careful with the food, the way you handle it, just like you handle human food, and not have it raw, and make sure that your animal's free of parasites, not letting it drink water out of, you know, where they have the rain runoff and all that type of thing, puddles when you take them for a walk, that kind of thing, because that's where they pick up a lot of the Giardia and the coccidia in this contaminated water. So, Will, do you have it in your factory? Do you have like these huge kitchens or that cook all this food, or like
we do? All of Hound and Gata's products, all the meat is raised in the United States and manufactured in South Dakota. We do have a New Zealand lamb, but we do have a huge warehouse manufacturing facility out west in Mitchell, South Dakota, And it's top-of-the-line facility, and it is FDA-inspected. And we've never, ever had an issue with any contamination issues.
Wow. Okay, well, that's great. So that's very important that the food is made in the United States. I kind of like that. So you're keeping it local.
Right.
Yeah. And some pet foods are not, though, however.
Correct.
Yeah. So where's the other pet food come from?
Well, you know, people want to buy meats throughout the whole process of owning a pet food company, but you know, there's New Zealand, and of course, you know, everybody knows products come from China. But you know, in regards to Hound and Gatos, everything is sourced and made here in the United States. There's some great companies here in the United States too, and you know, we always try to promote within the country. But no, my company will always be purchasing meats that were raised in the United States. We have a rabbit which is made in the United States. It would be so simple to buy from China. It's, you know, very cheap over there, but I'm not going to ever allow that. And our rabbit is U.S. It's Indiana and Wisconsin, and it's a deboned rabbit as well.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's great because I tell you, I've been trying to feed my dog. You know, well, I've been cooking for my dog for ever since she got these diseases because that's the only way I could control her food and make sure she was getting what she wanted. And after you cook a rabbit and trying to debone that thing, that takes a while.
Right.
Yeah. The fact that it's already been deboned for you is absolutely fabulous. Makes my life a lot easier. And by the way, my dog did like her dog food that you gave me.
Well, good, good.
Yeah, so I tested it. It's a good food. It's good. Well, we've got to take another quick break, but when we come back, we're going to talk more about the food that you're feeding your pets, and then we are going to do our philosophy. So you're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. The Michelle Bond Method. Bonding you and your wholeness together, mind, body, and spirit. I have over 20 years' experience working in the mind, body, and spirit modalities. I'm a board-certified nutritional consultant and holistic health practitioner. I developed the Bond Method to help people reach optimal health, manifest their abundance, and live the life that they want to live. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Are you tired of taking all those pills and still not feeling any better? Or did you just get diagnosed with some surprising healthcare challenge that you had no idea you had and you'd never thought you would get because you thought you were healthy, because you'd been living healthy, you've been managing your stress, you were working out, and you thought you were eating right? Well, then the Bond Method can help you. It can help you prevent healthcare challenges, come back after a healthcare challenge, and manifest the life you want to live. For more information, go to the MichelleBondShow.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on KKNW, Seattle, WBLQ, Connecticut, Rhode Island, New York, and TransformationTalkRadio.com, CBS. Oh, my gosh, where else? All kinds of stuff. I'm just naming a few of them. We've got Will Post here, founder of Hound and Gatto's Natural Pet Food, and we're talking about the food you feed your furry companion, or your child, as I like to say, your children. Before the break, we were talking about food from China and pet food from China. And just as they're warning humans that you should not really buy food that's been imported from China because they're finding toxic levels of toxins in the food, the same thing is you probably should not be buying dog food or pet food that's been made in China as well. And so, Will, do you have some things you'd like to mention about that?
Right. And first of all, I want the audience to know that last time our friend Michelle Bond did not know what a goddess was. But I want to remind everybody that goddess means cat in Spanish. So if I could just pick on Michelle for a moment. But moving forward, I'm just trying to make you laugh. But moving forward, I think it's critical that the consumers who buy for their dogs and cats understand that as a pet food manufacturer like Hound and Gatto's Pet Foods, we have to abide by so many different standards and rules and regulations with the USDA and the FDA and 50 departments of agriculture. But when a foreign company comes to the United States, it's a whole different ballgame. And it's a fact that the USDA only inspects up to 2 to 3% of all containers that come in from China and, of course, other countries as well. So I think it's critical to buy products only made in the United States. So, you know, when you think about the USDA, the FDA, and those 50 departments of agriculture, that's a lot of paperwork. And we are constantly inspected, and, you know, we have to abide by the rules. But just moving forward, it's just really critical, you know, that we buy only the best pet foods in the world, and that would be here in the United States. So that's what I would recommend to everybody.
Yeah, that sounds good. And, yeah, I know I didn't know what Gatto's was because I I don't know Spanish, but you're right. You do have it's dog and cat food. So we don't want to forget that. Yeah,
right.
And
there,
it's best to buy it from the United States, manufactured here.
Right. And you know, getting back to this thing about the subject on Chinese imports and everything, and like I said, you know, the USDA can only – you know, they're just bombarded with everything in the book. And, you know, they can only inspect 2 to 3% of everything that comes in this country. And that's real sad. Mm-hmm. But I think if everybody went to a website called truthaboutpetfood.com, Susan Thixton is the master of that site, and she really keeps a really good watchdog eye on these imports. And you can always put in your brand of pet foods in her site, and she can tell you how it is. But it's really critical to buy pet foods that's made and raised in the United States.
Tell us the name of that website again.
It's truthaboutpetfood.com. Truthaboutpetfood.com.
Okay, great. Now, talking about that, I also want to talk more about this DNA document that you actually provide. And you're the only food company that provides this DNA document.
Right. I've learned the hard way. And I started this company a few years ago, and I'm the guy that got so fed up with the industry that I could not understand why I was losing dogs and cats way too early, why a dog and cat had to live on drugs their whole lives, even why an animal has to have IBD. Why does a dog or cat have to have kidney issues and irritable bowel disease? Well, I'm the guy who got fed up and did something about it. So the more research I've done, the more I realize that there has to be something out there that has to be better. And so that's why I started Hound and Gatos. And it's really working. I've, like I said, I've learned the hard way about, you know, DNA. And so every batch that we make, I send it off to an independent lab in Louisiana called Eurofins, and they do DNA testing for me. And they prove to me that that product has rabbit, that product has lamb, and that there's no chicken, there's no beef, whatever, there's no fillers, there's no grains. Of course, Hound and Gatos will never have grains in the products. And like I said earlier, you've never seen a cat or dog grazing in wheat fields or rice paddies or digging up blueberries or carrots. So I think it's very, very important that the pet owner stick with a company that spends tens of thousands of dollars each quarter testing these batches made to make sure that it's filled with rabbit and not filled with, you know, generic liver or, you know, something that shouldn't be in there. So we do that, and it's critical.
Yeah, and that's very important, especially for your IBD patients, because they're, and also for ones who are allergic to certain proteins, because if they're allergic to certain proteins and you're reading the label and you're thinking you're giving your dog, say, rabbit when there's actually a bunch of beef liver in it,
right,
that's not going to help, because that's going to irritate the condition, and it's not helping. So you really, it's like truth in advertising, truth in labeling, you know.
Well, I get a huge segment of my consumers are the IBD animals, the irritable bowel disease dogs and cats. And one of the another company out there, they filled it, you know, because we have to have a binder in the can, we have to have a binder in the dry kibble. And they were using as the binder a pea green flour formula. Well, you know, I know it sounds silly, but you've never seen a dog or cat digging up peas in a garden. Well,
yeah,
we've learned that the pea green has done, you know, harm to these IBD animals. And I don't add any taste chemicals to my products. I don't add any weird stuff out there to bind it. But it's a very serious issue. But, you know, these irritable bowel disease animals, they're just suffering. So it's critical to watch their water and make sure that they're eating nothing but meat.
Right, right. So do you use a binder in your food?
We do use a binder. We have to use a Casio gum, and it's all natural. And in January, what we're going to be doing is removing that as well. We're trying to work on a new binder, and we'll announce that on Facebook at on Hound and Gatos' Facebook site next month. But it's going to be a revolutionary binder. It's going to be all natural. It's not going to be anything weird out there like carrageenan. Some people call it carrageenan, but we will never have that in our products.
Okay, what is carrageenan anyway?
Well, it's basically a product of seaweed. But, you know, you can Google it, and you can get two or three different kind of answers. But the bottom line is it's not good. It's not healthy for our pets.
Okay, all righty. Well, I'm glad to hear you're not going to be putting that in your food, so that's good. So what's your Facebook website or Facebook page?
Well, it's Hound Gatos Pet Foods, and I'm running a contest this month, in the month of November, that there's a certain number that I'm trying to get on as far as a like, and when that reaches that, we'll announce it on Facebook who the winner is, and it's going to be free pet food for the rest of the year. And then we have gone throughout the United States and hidden several thousand dollars. Of course, there'll be $100 bills. We've hidden them in the cases. So, you know, you can go to one store in Seattle and buy a case and get it home and open it up. You'll win $100.
Whoa.
So we're really excited about that. And that'll be launched on Monday, and it will end right before Christmas. So there'll be many winners throughout the United States.
Oh, my gosh. Well, to tell our listeners where they can go get this food so they can win $100.
Well, first of all, if you're too far and it's inconvenient for you to get to a pet store, go to petfooddirect.com. They have the greatest shipping rates in the world. They're the incredible company, petfooddirect.com. But this is available in all stores in all of North America, starting in Toronto, Canada. You can buy Hound and Gatos products at all the global pet foods. They're in Ontario all the way to Calgary and New Brunswick. But, you know, you can go to your favorite pet store and say, hey, I want to get Hound and Gatos, and they can order it from our distributors. But just to pick on a few of our favorite stores, we have Pet Life in the far northeast in Maine, New Hampshire. We have Choice Pets from Arizona all the way to Connecticut, New York. We have Soggy Paws, one of my favorites, and they're in Chicago. And then they have one in Nebraska. And like I said, Global Pet Foods in Ontario, an incredible organization. And I'll be up there soon. There's a Global Pet throughout Montreal, and I'll be calling on those stores in 2 weeks. We have a great store in Austin, Texas, named Bark and Purr. And they've been a very loyal Hound and Gatos business partner for 3 years now. We have Tailspins in Savannah. And there's just many, many, many other stores throughout North America. But if you're in Ontario, if you're in Quebec and Calgary, you want to go visit the Global Pet Food Stores. And, you know, you can buy Hound and Gatos there. But this contest has been spread throughout all of North America. And like I said, if you're in Minnesota, you can go to a chain called Bone Marsh, and the contest is good there too. And, you know, there's stores all over the United States.
Wow. Yeah, you're kind of all over the place. That's great. I'm excited for you. I'm excited about your pet food here, Hound and Gatos. Well, I want to thank you so much for being on the show, and also I want to thank you for your service, being a Marine.
Thank you.
In honor of Veterans Day, which was yesterday. Anyway, we have enjoyed having you on the show, and I hope you'll come back another time and visit us. We've got to take another quick break, but when we come back, we're going to do our philosophy tip of the day. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com. Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable, with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home, is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
And welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. It is time for our philosophy tip of the day.
And now, the Michelle Bond's philosophy tip of the day.
Okay, so what is philosophy tip of the day? Well, that is happiness as a component to permanent manifestation. So I get the question, is happiness important for permanent manifestation? And I say, why, yes it is. Because what happiness does is it raises your energy level. And if you're bogged down by worry, by discordant feelings, by fear, by anger, jealousy, condemnation, criticism, gossiping, all that, all those things vibrate at a very low energy level. And they're not going to help you manifest, have any permanent manifestation. But happiness keeps you vibrating at a higher energy level, and that's where manifestation comes through. So then I get the question, well, how in the world can I find happiness or be happy when I've got all these problems? I just lost my job. I just lost my house, or I've gotten sick. I'm suffering. I just got diagnosed with a serious health issue, or I've just lost a parent, or I can't pay my bills, and all this kind of a thing. And yes, these things can drag you down. And if you stay in that level because you're putting all your attention on the problems that you're having, the only thing you're going to manifest more of are more problems. And if you are having a whole lot of problems, this is what I'd say. I say that you actually are a very good manifester. But we need to change what you're manifesting. So you're very powerful at manifesting. You're just manifesting not what you want, the wrong thing, because you've got all your attention there. So you need to raise it up. You raise your vibration up. And how do you do that when you're being so bogged down? Well, one of the first things you can do is start small, and at the end of the day, go through your day and see something, anything that gave you pleasure. Even if it was eating an ice cream cone or something like that, and you enjoyed it. Or if somebody complimented you on your hair or your clothes or something like that. Or you went to the store to go shopping and you got a good parking place. Just any little thing like that. And as you go through your day, just pick out those points throughout the day that something decent happened. And focus in on that. And that will help to raise your vibration level. And then have gratitude. Gratitude is extremely important. And if you can't think of anything to be grateful for, then be grateful for the heart that's beating in your body, because that is where your life comes from. You need to turn your attention to your I Am Presence. You've heard me talk about that a lot. Your I Am Presence is above you and beats your heart. It's what gives you your life. So the first place you should have gratitude for, or you want to give gratitude to, is your I Am Presence for beating your heart and giving you another chance at enlightenment in this lifetime. And that's really the whole reason why we're put on Earth. That is our purpose, is to reach enlightenment and to learn the lesson that our soul came here to learn in this embodiment, in this lifetime. It doesn't really matter what happened in all the other lifetimes that you had. Your soul was put in on Earth at this particular point in time to learn the lesson that it needs to learn from this lifetime in order to move forward. And if you look at it like that, then all these little other things that are going on all around you really don't matter. In fact, they're manifesting because they're trying to teach you a lesson. To teach you the lesson that your soul was put on Earth to learn. So give gratitude to your I Am Presence. Connect with that, because that is really where permanent manifestation comes from. It does not come from anything human. And that would be your job. A lot of people have lost their jobs, so that's not permanent. It's not going to be your house. It's not going to be your car. It's not going to be all these things in the outer, your clothes or anything like that. Permanent manifestation comes from you connecting with your higher power. And then once you realize that, you can detach and you can look and you can see all these things that are going on about you are not real. It's just, it's like you're watching a movie or a soap opera, or depending on how, you know, how dysfunctional your life is. Depends on how you would look at that, maybe. But the sages and the rishis and Deepak all talk about detaching and looking at your life. You see all this stuff happening, like the different roles you play, as though you're playing a role in a movie, because none of that's really real. What's real is your I Am Presence, your soul, who in your I Am Presence is trying to come through you. Your I Am Presence wants to manifest through you things that you want. All your desires are actually God's desires. And your I Am Presence wants an avenue, a venue to express that. So we have to raise our energy level so that we can have permanent manifestation by becoming happy. And as you start to have gratitude, then you'll feel a shift in your consciousness. You'll feel an energy shift in your body. And you can start to focus in on these things more, and you'll start manifesting more of these things that will make you happy. And it just keeps blossoming and going. Just like if you have a problem and you focus in on that problem, then all of a sudden you've got more problems. So if you stop doing that and start having gratitude and focusing in on the good things that are happening in your life, then guess what? All of a sudden you'll start to manifest more positive things in your life, and it will just snowball. So we want to keep our vibration up. Now, when you go around and if you're criticizing people or you're complaining or you're condemning, you don't really feel good when you do that. And have you ever been around somebody who all they do is talk about all the problems in their life? You know, you get around them for about 15, 20 minutes, and you want to leave. It's not lifting you up. It's bringing you down. And when you finally get away from that person, you're like, oh, gosh, you know, you just want to wash all that off. That's all negative energy. That's all down there in the lower level. So you've got to get out of that. So, and it's very interesting because once you start doing this, focusing in on this, not criticizing, not condemning, not complaining, not gossiping, you're going to be amazed at how often you actually kind of do that and how our culture is kind of bent that way. We have a lot of TV shows out there that do that type of thing. And so it's kind of become accepted in the mainstream as a cultural thing. And if you really want permanent manifestation, you've got to get away from that stuff. Because what you're doing when you're criticizing, condemning, complaining, or gossiping is you're sending negative energy out to that person. And not only does it harm that person, but it also harms you. Because what you put out is what you get back. It's just the law of life. So you just need to watch these things. And it does not make you feel happy. It does not lift your vibratory energy level. It just keeps it down there. So what I say to do is focus in then on positive things. Like surround yourself with maybe reading books, inspirational books, the classics. If you're going to watch TV, stay away from the news and negative programming, negative TV shows. Watch things that lift you up. Maybe some educational stuff. Oprah has a great show, The Masters. You can learn from these people about their lives and how they've overcome adversity. These types of things that keep your vibratory level up and keep you going. So happiness is a very key component to permanent manifestation. And I'm going to quote from the Ascended Masters. They say, happiness is a powerful alchemy. It is one of the most powerful purifiers of the human thought, feeling, mind, body, aura, and world of the individual. The mighty I Am Presence is the only source of happiness. So I want to thank you all for listening. Join me next week. God bless you, and I hope you have a very prosperous week. Goodbye, everybody.
You've been listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Visit themichellebondshow.com for more information.
I'm the wholeness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. Hippocrates said, "Let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food." You can acquire perfect health by eating properly, but most people don't know how to do it. You're not going to find how by watching TV shows and news or reading the latest diet book. I teach you how to eat your way to perfect wellness through a customized program. When you are ready to stop messing around with your diet and want serious results, then contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Get your shift together with Dr. Joe Dispenza and Greg Braden Saturday, November 16th, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Seattle Center for Spiritual Living for this collaboration between two of the most inspiring teachers, highlighting their unique paths as they explore the latest scientific studies and how this information can empower you during this critical period of our history. Making a difference in the world starts with you. To register, go to joedispenza.com/events. That's joedispenza.com/events.
Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, R-H-I-N-O-R-O-Z.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adele and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.